on KFGO with Mike McFeely and Paul Juergens.
KFGO news director pops into the studio with a smile on his face and a spring in his step, just like he has every day.
Dick Bramer ask about me?
No.
No.
Did you hear the story I told?
No? I didn't. I was very busy.
Thank you for listening.
Dick didn't mention me, huh?
No, not at all. Doesn't know who you are, really.
No.
And doesn't care.
It's true.
Yeah. Daniel asked me for Dick's phone number. I didn't write it down in our little sheet that we have to
I don't have it either.
The show. And I just popped it off the top of my head. Sure, here's the number.
You don't even know my number by heart.
Even worse than that, I don't know Emma's number.
Your daughter.
Because
Dick Bramer.
I just put it in the phone and then say, call Emma McFeely.
Uh-huh.
But yet I know Dick Bramer's phone number. That's really pathetic.
That is bad.
That's really bad.
Dick really didn't say anything about how's Jergy and anything like that.
No,
he didn't. Because at the end of the show, for this show on the credits, he's third after Daniel.
I have a box here.
Yeah,
that came in the mail today.
Did it come from down south?
No. American Heart Association.
Oh, okay.
And I'm nervous to open it. Now, I did a show from the American Heart Association
last week.
Stroke Conference and Heart Conference last week.
Yes, you did.
Fun show.
Yeah.
But this box is the exact size of a human heart.
Right.
And so I'm a little afraid to open it. Did they put a heart in a box for me?
Is it frozen or is
I don't know, but it's kind of heavy.
Should
it's
we open
the,
it?
It's about the right
size.
Open
it up. Let's open it up.
It's about the right size for a human heart.
You got
heart.
A jackknife? What do you
actually,
got?
Actually, I do have
do
a
you?
Jackknife.
Yeah. Really? I don't carry a knife.
I do carry a knife.
And a concealed carry permit, I suppose, too.
For a jackknife?
Let's open it up.
Okay, what do we have here? Hang on. Oh, my God.
I don't think it's a heart.
It's a beating heart. Oh, my God.
It's not.
The telltale heart. Oh, it's a mug. Isn't that nice? Oh. Well, thank you, American Heart Association.
I thought maybe they'd send you a heart because you really don't have one.
It's a nice coffee mug. Thank you, American Heart Association.
Very nice. My mother worked for the Heart Association, was a volunteer for decades.
You know what the best part of this gift is, though? Aside, of course, from the great mug, it's the
peanuts.
It's the poppy plastic stuff.
Right, we used to call them, you get peanuts, those are little styrofoam things, but they're fun. They're fun.
4 o'clock, 4-pack, top 4 talk show talkers of the day.
To pop those things.
On the Mike McFeely Show. What does the card say? Dear Mike, never come back again. That's not true. That's not true. Thank you. From Joan Enderly. Thank you very much, Joan, and the American Heart Association.
We'd like to have Daniel next year.
4 o'clock, 4-pack, top 4 talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Number 4, Jergy.
Mm-hmm.
Teenager, Walmart, Houston. He slept in a Texas Walmart for 3 days. He lived in a Texas Walmart in Houston for 3 days. A 14-year-old Texas boy was discovered living that long in a Walmart store by carving out hiding places in shelves stacked with products while foraging for food in other aisles.
Night one, it was housewares.
When?
Marketplace, night two. Done some research on this.
Notions?
He was in...
What is a notion, by the
home
way?
Home and Hardware. For the third night.
Yeah, that's not true. It was amongst
some spruce trees.
Don't
how do you
make
do that?
It up.
How do you hide out? Well, they're big. They're large.
Their Walmarts are big.
Yes, and if you stay in there after hours, they shut off the lights, everybody locks it up, and they go home.
But Walmarts are 24 hours, though.
Well, most of them
maybe,
are.
Maybe this one's not.
Fargo's are not, because of the blue law. They have to close at midnight.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
To close at midnight on Saturday, and they open noon Sunday.
Oh. See, as I learned the other night when our smoke alarms were going off, the Walmart in Dilworth is indeed open at 3:30 in the morning.
Did you run and get new batteries?
Yes,
or what'd you
I
do?
Did. Yep.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yes.
You couldn't shut them up?
Nope. Much like me.
Yeah. Oh, I bet that went over.
Oh, that was yes. That was a good day for me. I told the story on the air. Again, thanks for listening.
I wasn't listening.
Appreciate that. Yeah,
so how do you hide out in a Walmart for 3 days? If it's open... If it's open, he really wasn't hiding there. He was shopping.
Oh boy.
He was shopping. It was a spree. It was a shopping spree. It was a 3-day shopping spree.
No. He had an opened Pop-Tart box and empty milk chocolate container that he apparently used to eat and drink with.
Did he unroll a sleeping bag that he got a Coleman that he found in the...
I don't know.
They finally caught him, though.
They did catch him. So I think that maybe... Well, it says police were notified that the boy had run away from his aunt's home where he was visiting while his parents were out of town. Hmm. I think there might be some issues there.
Could be.
I think there might be. But the lesson of the story is you can live in a Walmart for 3 days and not be discovered. So if anybody wants to try that, let us know how it turns out for you. Number three, Jergy, this might be Shark Week.
Sharknado.
And by the way, Emma and I watched the beginning of Sharknado last night on Sci-Fi.
The original?
Yes.
I flipped by it.
Emma didn't want to watch it for very long. She thought that it was going to be a little bit scary for her.
That's when the sharks were falling on Los Angeles, right?
Yes, yes. And in the little bit we saw, the sharks were taking people off a boat out in the ocean.
Oh.
But it was hilarious because we first turned it on and we're watching this fakey, phony storm brew up on the Pacific Ocean. And all of a sudden, every once in a while, you'd see like a shark just go across the screen really quickly.
I should have watched
it. Oh, it's great. It was just fantastic.
There was some stuff on C-SPAN I wanted to watch.
It should be called maybe Otternado or Otter Week because in Wisconsin, a Minneapolis girl was attacked and chased by an otter in a Wisconsin lake. I'm not laughing. After spending an hour swimming with friends in Bone Lake near Luck, Wisconsin on Saturday, Rory Clewer began to climb a ladder onto a dock when she suddenly felt something bite her backside and thigh. Ouch! I thought it was a northern pike, said the 12-year-old Minneapolis girl. I thought a fish was after me. But no, it was a 3.5-foot-long, 40-pound otter that was biting Rory's rear end and ankle. It then bit her head and pulled itself onto her.
Oh
my God. The otter jumped under the dock and Rory ran onto the land with the otter in hot pursuit.
No.
Yes. A dog and her friend's mother tried to scare the animal away, but it rose up on its hind legs and hissed. This is Otternado. What if otters fell from the sky?
I have never heard of an otter being that aggressive.
The otter didn't retreat until Pat Hinchenberger, the cabin's owner and Rory's friend's father, rushed to the scene and yelled at the animal. Get out of here, otter! Stop attacking Rory!
I've never heard of that. I've heard of...
That's terrible.
You know, run-ins with otters, but then they scamper off and go back to the river.
I mean, that's truly not funny.
No, it's not. She could
have
been serious.
Scary. 40, otters have teeth and claws.
40-pounder, yes, they're... Yes.
Oh, oofta. Plus, they smell like fish. You can imagine the smell. Terrible.
Stood there and hissed. Not the otters I know. And I know a lot of otters.
You do know a lot of otters.
I do. Being from down there.
Lots of otters. Number three. Why is Sandy in here?
She's getting ready for something. Make a major announcement or something? I don't know what she's doing.
No, she is going to make an announcement.
Oh.
Do you want to be part of the four-pack, Sandy?
Are you seriously asking me?
No. Continue.
Number two.
Okay.
Dateline, Linda Vista, California.
Yeah.
Keep her mic off, Pinto. She's not part of this fun. Police say a clown robbing a convenience store at gunpoint is no laughing matter. Authorities
it's not.
Say, no. Not at all, nor is an otter biting somebody and scratching them. Authorities say a man wearing a clown mask pulled a gun on a store clerk in Linda Vista yesterday and demanded cash and some shaving cream and a really big shoe.
They have a description at the end. Did you see that?
I'm getting there. After the clown asked for a pair of really big red shoes and a cream pie, witnesses say a dark-colored late-model SUV drove away from the store shortly after the robbery. Detectives say they're looking for a thin a thin Hispanic man, about 5'7", with rainbow-colored hair.
Well, He'll stand out at the circus. Rainbow colored hair.
What are those?
You think he's still wearing
rainbow wigs?
You think he's still wearing the wig?
I don't know.
I'd get rid of that.
I would too.
I would get rid of that right away.
Masks. And the big red shoes.
And the nose.
Oh.
Okay.
Would have been better if they would have said he piled into a small car with 12 other clowns and drove away. Sandy doesn't think
she doesn't
funny.
Want to be part of this
mad.
Anyway. She doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't want to be part of this anyway. It's embarrassment. Okay.
Oh, are we done? No, we're not.
How's
done.
How's Bucky doing?
Bucky, old Byron Buxton, number one on our list. Jurgi, Byron Buxton, terrible collision in the minor leagues last night. He's the Twins' top prospect. He was unconscious for more than 10 minutes.
Ooh.
Went to the hospital. After crashing with New Britain teammate Mike Kevesnicka in New Britain, Connecticut.
Kevesnicka.
Sure. Kevesnicka.
Kevesnicka.
That's easy for you to say.
Well, he won't be called up, so we won't have to say his name. Yeah, that's Buxton's.
Why you dissing
why
Mike
did, what did Bramer say about it? He's going to be okay, concussion?
Terry Ryan says everything is going to be just fine. It was a concussion, but everybody's saying that he's doing okay. My question for Dick, and he agreed, was, well, given the history of concussions now, how can everybody say that he's going to be okay? We don't know if he's
right,
going to be
okay. Yep. Ryan was at the game by coincidence. He
yes.
He had to be down there. Where was it? New Britain?
New Britain, Connecticut, yes.
Did you have any violent collisions when you played with the Carlos Crows?
The Cougars,
oh,
thank
I'm
you very
sorry.
Much.
I'm sorry.
No.
Cougars. No, you never.
No.
Were you in the outfield?
No, I was a third baseman.
Oh, no violent collisions with a runner?
No, I got out of the way.
Oh, cleat in the leg
me?
Or anything
no.
like that? No.
No way.
Really?
You somebody's got... coming at me, I'm running the other way.
Where's Mike?
The ball comes
Where's
at
the
me,
third baseman?
The ball comes at me too hard, I'm doing, hey, what? I'm not getting in the way of that. I got to.
Well, and there was talk that he might be called up late this season, right?
Byron, yes. Not Kazunga.
Right, Buxton.
Yes.
Bucky. So.
Bucky.
But we don't know. Now that he's...
No.
But it could have been worse.
It could have
collision.
Been much worse.
Yes. Okay. All right.
You can go now.
All righty.
Thank you, Paul.
Glad you got a heart.
It's a small charcoal-sized heart.